it's sponsored by the League Express, and myself being a columnist for the League Express, and also to a Golden Boot winner from 1990, Martin Sadler, asked me 2 weeks ago if I would do the honour of presenting this year's Golden Boot to definitely the worthy winner, and also to the best player in the world by far, in Jonathan Thurston, and I'm absolutely delighted and honoured, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's what a fantastic honour it is. And, of course, winning it yourself in the past, it must mean so much, you know, to kind of do this and pass it on, in a way.
Oh, absolutely. And I say, to be rated the best in the world at anything is amazing, to be honest with you. But, yeah, certainly it's on my mantelpiece, the Golden Boot, and it's something that won't be taken away. And, yeah, it's the biggest honour in the game. You know, from a point of view, you're all playing for your country, that's what everybody wants to do. But as an individual award, it's the biggest award that you can ever receive, and Jonathan Thurston is the first person to win it 3 times. And if I'm honest with you, I don't think anybody else will ever do that again. And it's a huge honour for Jonathan, and a huge honour for myself to be giving him it.
You mentioned it there, talking about Jonathan Thurston and just how good a player he is. I mean, he really is someone who, it's going to be a treat to watch him on Sunday, isn't it?
He's a genius. It's as simple as that. And when you look at the halfbacks, what Australia have produced, and going back to my day from '82, when you look at the likes of Peter Sterling and Brett Kenny and Wally Lewis, and then the ones who have followed him in Laurie Daly and Brad Fittler, then you look at Darren Lockie and Andrew Johns, and now you've got Jonathan Thurston. He's up there with the best of them. There's no doubt about that. And one thing for sure, when Jonathan does retire, and I think it's in Australia, you know, I'm lucky enough to be part of the Hall of Fame, the Rugby Football League's Hall of Fame, as one of the best players that's ever played the game. And Jonathan Thurston, he will be joining, I very much would imagine, the Immortals when he retires. And I think it's a 10-year span where you've got to be retired. But Jonathan Thurston will be joining the best that Australia's ever produced.
You've just got to look at his accolades, the records that he's got, the awards he's had. This guy genuinely is an incredible player. And to have the amount of awards he's had and such a great career as well, It's just absolutely incredible, isn't it? Like I said, I don't think we're going to get anybody else like this.
Well, to be honest, as I just said, he is an absolute genius, but not just for club. And also, too, when you look at the way that his state of origin and Queensland as well, and also, too, for Australia, these sort of players, they only come round maybe, you know, once every 40, 50 years. But as I've mentioned, some of them greats before Jonathan, Australia seem to produce them off the conveyor belt, don't they? But, he's up there with the best of them. And you just have to look at last year's grand final, you know, with a kick that hit the post and then the drop goal. He's cool under pressure, he handles pressure, and one thing for sure, he thrives on pressure. And unfortunately, if Leeds don't stop Jonathan Thurston on Sunday night, then it's going to be a long, hard night for him.
Well, this is what we're talking about. Leeds are going to be playing on Sunday, of course, against the North Queensland Cowboys. You're going to be able to hear it live here on Radio Yorkshire, and not many people are tipping the Rhinos to get anything out of this.
Well, to be honest with you, John, it would have been very much hard work for the Rhinos to beat the Cowboys with a full strength side. We know that they're depleted by injuries, but even the Rhinos at their best and at full strength, it would have been a very, very hard task for them to beat. It wouldn't have been unthinkable that they could have beaten with a full strength side. But one thing for sure, you know, now they're going to be decimated with quality players, the experienced players. I'm afraid to say there's only one winner, and that's the Cowboys on Sunday night, and everybody. Everybody should realistically turn up, pay at the gate, and come and see one of the best players that's ever going to play the game, and that's Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic experience to see him live, isn't it? I'm just thinking about the timing of this tournament, you know, in this part of the season. Do you think it's right to have it at this time, or should it be at another point in the season?
Well, you could debate this forever, couldn't you, to be honest with you? I don't think there would ever be a favourable time for it, and I guess the best time would be if both leagues around the world played the grand final on the same weekend, and then, you know, if we had it in Australia or they come over here, then, you know, have it a week or two after the grand finals if they're at the same time. But that would be, I guess, the ideal one. But, yeah, it's the only time they can fit it in the calendar. The Aussies, they're coming over here, and we all know that the Aussies don't like the Englishmen and vice versa, so it'd be a great contest on Sunday night, as it will be. You know, we sent Ellens and Wigan against the Roosters and Brisbane, and it doesn't give me any joy in saying this, John, but I'm afraid to say it's going to be 3-0 again to the NRL sides.
Wow, 3-0 to the NRL with this one. I'm just thinking about it because, you know, it's not exactly been the greatest start of the season, has it, for the Rhinos especially, and with a lot of injuries that they've got. Is this an unwelcome distraction, in a way?
No, I don't think so. No, and we'll be for sure. Brian Mack, if he didn't want to try the... the youngsters or the inexperienced players, well, his hand is being forced. But one thing for sure, one player who will take out great experience, and I don't think it'll be overawed, because when I saw him play against the Kiwis in that friendly back in October before the Test series, Jordan Lilley, I'm very, very impressed by him, and he will very much look forward to playing against one of the best that's ever been. He'll be looking, you know, to stamp his mark. I rate him very highly, and for me, he should be the number seven for the Rhinos this season. And I'd say it'd be a great experience for him, but unfortunately, it's a Jonathan Thurston factor for me.